This is Fresh Air. I'm Barbara Bogave, in for Terry Gross. In honor of Jimmy Carter's 75th birthday today, we're featuring excerpts from some of the many conversations he's had with Terry over the years. Before we go to our archives, let's make a birthday phone call to President Carter at the Carter Center.
Well, today is your 75th birthday, and I wonder if the age of 75 looks different to you now than it did when you were a young man thinking about age 75.
It looks entirely different. I never, you know, dreamed that a 75-year-old could walk upright and or do anything like that. And yesterday, my wife and I had two serious sets of tennis. We on Saturday, we ran in a 5-kilometer road race in Plains. We have recently climbed, you know, Mount Fuji up and down in one day. We've climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. We are avid, you know, fly fishers. We have a very active physical life. And, of course, the things that we do at the Carter Center are as stimulating and challenging and adventurous and unpredictable as anything I've ever done in my life. So I would say the fullness of our life at 75 is totally different from what I anticipated as a young person, if I ever did reach that ancient age.
Does Rosalind usually give you a gift for your birthday?
Yeah, we try to give each other something kind of personal and not paid for. You know, we don't just go to a store and buy each other a wrapped-up gift. We try to think of some commitment or some act that is beneficial, maybe in erasing a problem between the two of us, and give that.
Can you give an example of such a gift?
Yeah, well, one birthday, for instance, I forgot it was Rosen's until I came in and turned my computer on to write a book, and I saw the date was August the 18th. So I'm a fanatic on punctuality, and one of the things that had always been a problem between the two of us was that if Rosen was 2 minutes late, oh, I thought she was going to be late in going to an event, I would kind of get uptight. And I wrote Rosen a sworn statement, which I have honored now for 10 years, that never again would I make a negative comment about punctuality. And I've kept that promise. And then another birthday, we had been having some pretty tough times in our marriage, and we found that when we got arguing about something, which may or may not be profoundly significant, that the argument lasted quite a while. So I went out to my wood shop. I make furniture. And I planed down a very thin, beautiful little piece of walnut, quite thin and shaped like a check. And I wrote on it with a little burning pen to Rosalind, this is good for the rest of our lives, either for forgiveness or an apology. And I signed it. And Rosen has used it quite frequently since then. This was about 4 years ago. So when we do have an argument, Rosen sometimes will go into her office and get my wooden check and bring it in and say, Jimmy, okay, I want an apology. And I apologize. She hasn't yet asked me for forgiveness. So those are the kind of things that we do just to make our life together better. We've been together 53 years now.
Well, it sounds like you're in store for something interesting for your birthday.
I think so.
Some people dread their birthdays when they get older because it adds another year to their age. So how do you feel about turning 75? How does it sound to you?
Well, first of all, I'm just glad to reach it. And I've always had a strange habit, which I didn't do it deliberately, that when I pass a birthday, I always start thinking about myself as a year older. So I've been thinking about myself as being 75 all this year.
You know something? I do the same thing.
Do you really? Well,
yeah.
That's interesting. And I think psychologically it helps you.
It's like a defense mechanism.
On your birthday,
that's right.
It may be, yeah. So I'm going to be kind of surprised, and I've already been surprised today, I guess, and not just tonight, to realize that I'm just reaching 75. I hadn't been 75 for a whole year, so that's kind of a psychological benefit.
Well, I want to wish you a very happy birthday, and I want to thank you for talking with us.
I've enjoyed talking to you. You have a great program, and you have good commentary on life.
Well, thank you. A pleasure to talk with you again.
It's my pleasure.
Happy birthday.
Bye-bye.
President Jimmy Carter speaking with Terry Gross.